All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, you got some stuff about Deion, but I read a long story about Shiloh yesterday.
Well, here's what's going on with Colorado right now. Apparently, Philip Vigil is the head coach at Colorado Pueblo. He's the head coach at Colorado Pueblo, and he had a post yesterday on Twitter that says, "Hey, NCAA and Big 12 Conference, is this considered tampering, or is Coach Tubless, which is the account for the coach, and Colorado Buffalo able to recruit our current players like this? Just checking." And the screenshot said, "Hey, this is blank from, is this blank from blank high school? Yes. Who is this? Hey, man, how's it going? This is Coach Devin Rispress, the assistant director of player personnel here at Colorado University. Me and my team want to check on your availability. Are you a full commit to CSU Pueblo? Yes, I'm a full commit to Pueblo. Okay, do you have any interest in a commitment flip with us? I'll have to talk with my family and my coaches as well, if that's okay with you. Is there a specific time frame? Okay, seems like a commitment flip will not be possible until next transfer portal." So he's, I guess, acknowledging that until next transfer portal. So we'll be in contact with you throughout the season, and we'll hopefully be able to make this happen next offseason. Great player on the field, and I'm sure even better person off the field. Have a great season. We'll stay in contact. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much. Apparently the kid sent this to the coach, let the coach know. So he's not on the roster yet. He's not on the roster.
Yeah, but they just admitted they were going to stay in touch with him throughout the season.
Yeah, which is illegal. But I give him credit for, well, if they're full commit, maybe there's nothing they can do. So then this coach, Devin Rispress, he goes, "Nice try. Y'all been catfished. Wrong guy, brother. You could have hit me up before tweeting this and embarrassing your program." All right, well, I'm guessing that can be figured out real quick when you have, you know, when you have, you can just see if the numbers coincide and match up. And another guy said, "I'm sure Colorado University is recruiting the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference hard while trying to flip a five-star phenom quarterback from Lincoln Riley at the same time." To be honest with you, I mean, Jared Verse came from Albany. There's a lot of really good, Division II and FCS players who are portaling to Power 5 conferences. That this is not unusual. Mm-hmm. They're basically taking that. So a lot of people have been arguing about why, you know, like, shut up and know your role, Colorado Pueblo, and you need to be happy for your player getting a chance to go to another school that's a big-time school. You should be helping him do that. No, coaches aren't helping themselves get fired because their best players are gone. But everyone says fake as hell. Who says Colorado University? An assistant coach could end up saying Colorado University. The guy didn't go to Colorado. Devin Rispress didn't. I mean, I don't know if this is real or not, true or not, but this sounds like just like the guy knew the rules about full commits as well and said that you have to wait until the next transfer portal, which is exactly how it works. So basically what he's trying to show, now, to be fair also, this is not unusual.
No.
What Colorado probably did here, this coach, what he probably did.
I got a question for you. How did Alton McCaskill get to Colorado?
He chose to go. He wanted to get out of the humidity, just like me.
Yeah, that's not the case.
Oh. He
got paid nice money to go.
Yeah, I heard he got
and while he figures. Was a member, while he was a member of the University of Houston football team.
And Houston knew that they were up against Colorado and a couple other schools, and they knew what the money looked like.
You're not supposed to be up against anybody when he's on your roster.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't know. You know when he's on your roster, you're not supposed to be worried about.
This is what transfer portal brought. Yeah. No one decided to move slowly with it. Everything had to move at 100 miles an hour where no guardrails were put in place.
Well, now you can't go back and do it. The NCAA was toothless. But that's neither here. You're still not supposed to be poaching players off other teams. That's the worst byproduct of this system is the poaching of players that are currently on rosters. You have to re-recruit your people every year now. And, well, you know what? You can make a lot of money, coaches. You wanted all that money? Guess what? Now you have to share it with the players. Now your staffs are going to be cut back because it's going to come through the university, and the university isn't going to have enough money for players, so you're going to lose a bunch of coaches. So a bunch of coaching jobs are going to be because of all of the greed that's been going on in college football. Oh, well, sorry. So sorry. Now, Shiloh his son, Deion's son, the linebacker, he's got a problem. When he was in high school, apparently when he was 15 years old, he got in an altercation with a security guard at the school about his phone, and the security guard wanted to take it away from him or whatever the case may be. And Shiloh beat the snot out of the guy, like permanent damages to the security guard. And so he was sent a notice that he had to appear in court for this because the guy was suing him civilly. Shiloh apparently didn't live at that house. There is some controversy about whether or not he ever saw what is it called when you got to bring somebody into the courtroom, whatever. He was
arraignment.
He didn't know the date of apparently he never got the date of the trial. But if you don't show up, the guy who's suing you wins, and Shiloh didn't show up. So he's on the hook for $12 million. $12 million it was awarded to the security guard. Now, Shiloh is apparently filing for bankruptcy now. He made $193,000 last year in NIL, which
I'm not Shiloh
sure.
did?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not believing that that's all. Being Deion's son, I'm not sure that's all. But whatever. That's what they've claimed.
That's he made pretty damn good money.
It's real good money. But Shadur made a lot more than that.
Yeah, Shadur's a quarterback. Yeah, right. Shiloh's a DB.
Yeah, but he's
right?
Deion's
a linebacker.
Son. He's Deion's son.
Yeah, but
and the two of them appear in commercials together.
Deion doesn't care. Deion says, I've got favorites. You know, these are my favorites in this order.
Right.
Shadur's number one. He told you that.
Yeah, he told you that. So, well, Shadur made a lot more.
You love quarterbacks more than other kids.
Yeah, well, you do. Yeah. But here's the deal is apparently Deion was deposed for this thing. He didn't last 5 minutes. He got up and said, I ain't answering these questions. Bye. They just said, I'm out. Even though he was supposed to be a parent, I don't know. I don't know you could just leave depositions without
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, he just got up and left 5 minutes into it. And Shadur now Shiloh thinks that this bankruptcy is just going to erase the debt. When in fact, there's a law in place that if you have some kind of a brutal crime, in which you hurt another person, bankruptcy is not going to protect you from that.
So future earnings will be,
even still.
Well, the civil suit they'll file probably later.
There
right?
is a chance.
Or is this a civil suit right now?
The civil suit is what he lost because he didn't show up. So Shiloh now is I don't know if there's any recourse for him, and there's a chance that all of his money that he is going to make going forward might be going to the security guard.
Well, legal fees too.
Yeah.
Although Deion will pay that, I'm sure.
Deion ain't paying none of this.
Legal fees?
Deion ain't paying.
That's his son.
Deion said, I'm out. Yeah. Well, and that's another thing. Why he didn't have it? He didn't even have a lawyer. This thing was, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of funky stuff. A lawyer who was interviewed for this story said, there's a lot of dumb stuff going on here that I just don't understand.
Just beat people up, a security guard. Now,
just ignored it all.
Now, listen, you're anti-security guard. He doesn't have to give his phone to a security guard.
Well,
only
that was
to
another question
officer.
In the whole thing, is whether or not the guy had the authority to even asking him.
Anti-security guard.
No. Listen.
You said
country.
If Scotty Scheffler had whipped that security guard ass, what would you have said?
Service to your country. Security guard falls way below soldier, cop, fireman.
What about security guards that are off-duty police officers?
Well,
where do they fall?
Or
Navy SEALs? You talking bad about Navy SEALs?
No, you don't.
Or veterans from war?
You don't do that because of
what about Iraq? What about veterans from Iraq war?
Yeah, no, you don't do that either.
So you're not disrespecting
you
veterans
just say,
now?
Thank you for your service. Now get out the way. I got a tea time.
He stays true to the bit. I'll give him that.
Okay.
So what's going to happen, do you think, with Shiloh?
I think
so. This
dude's in some trouble.
Dude, bankruptcy is not. This is not creditors. This is not a creditor. This is
a judgment.
This is a judgment in a civil suit against you.
Yeah, so he's got some problems. Shiloh's got
should have tried to settle.
And Deion, so the lawyer said, "Why his dad?
So
is
where
rich.
Was he?
Why would he not get him a lawyer? Because the lawyer would have been notified of when the trial was and would have shown up for it. The kid didn't have a lawyer in this deal. When he's being sued by a security guard who had permanent damages. I mean, it makes no sense at all.
So he was at the Focus Academies in Dallas, because this all happened in Texas.
Yeah.
He was at the Focus Academy in 2015. I don't know where Deion have been. Was Deion in Dallas at that time? He was working for NFL
Deion
Network.
Deion has his house in Dallas. You know that.
Yeah, he was probably living in Dallas and would come in and do NFL Network at that time.
Well, apparently when they gave him, when they sent
Dude, he had a broken neck.
Yeah, he was.
Damage to his cervical spine.
Bad shit.
Permanent neurological injuries and irreversible incontinence.
Yeah.
This is all stuff that would have to be, man, he must have stomped on his head and stomped on his neck. Irreversible incontinence, this is, wow, these are bad, 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 bad things. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Because he took his phone?
Well, he didn't. Yeah, yeah.
Bro,
and yeah,
what?
It's the court summons. Thank you, Tom and Danton. He had a summons that he was supposed to show up. They sent it to the previous address where he lived, but apparently he was playing at South Carolina at the time. And so there is some the whole thing is just all screwed up. But Shiloh's on the hook for a bunch. I feel bad. I feel bad for everybody involved here, especially the guy that got his neck broken.
No, wait. When Deion heard that Shiloh – okay, so have you heard this part of the story? Listen to this. Deion was the CEO of Focus Academy. So he's the CEO of this school and the head coach of AAA Academy, the high school where Shiloh was attending at the time. Shiloh had reportedly been taken to in-school suspension for violating the school's no-phone policy and called his mother, Pilar Sanders. Deion and Pilar divorced in 2013. Deion was reportedly looped into the situation on the phone via an assistant coach in Darjean's office. When Darjean, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay. In Darjean's office. When Deion heard Shiloh was talking to Pilar, he requested Darjean take the phone away from his son.
Ooh.
You're my brother in Christ. I need you to go get that phone. As soon as you get the phone from him, give me a call back. Deion was said to have told Darjean, according to a court filing earlier this year, as covered by Westword. When Darjean attempted to take Shiloh's phone, Shiloh allegedly elbowed the security guard in the chest and knocked him to the ground. Now, it couldn't have ended there because, come on now, if he elbowed him in the chest and said his neck was broken and he has incontinence, that's obviously not real. Of course, he did win a judgment, so I don't know what happened. Yeah. But
well, he won the judgment because Shiloh didn't show up.
Dude, if he won the judgment, hold on a second. The court finds that Shiloh Sanders' actions were the proximate cause of John Darjean's injuries, damages. The court further finds that Shiloh Sanders' actions were a substantial factor in bringing about the physical and mental injuries sustained by Darjean, without which such injuries and damages would not have occurred. Shiloh filed for bankruptcy last October, disclosing only $320,000 in assets. God, to be a Shiloh Sanders.
A Shiloh Sanders.
$320 in assets. Holy crap.
I don't have $320,000 in assets.
Despite the fact
I'm
that
older
he is
than Shiloh right
seemingly,
now.
Yeah, well, but you.
How much do you have invested in your TVs, though?
He has had lucrative NIL opportunities. Contrary to the schedule, Shiloh has admitted acquiring a vast amounts of high end and expensive clothing. You know what's going to be work against him, though, is like his Louis Vuitton commercials and. Like all of his stuff on Instagram they're using against him, by the way. But all I know is, I don't know, I didn't see this. Like, he must have been beaten pretty bad
pretty
to
bad.
Sustain
yeah,
those.
It must have been more than that. All right, we got a break. When we
Okay, just to clean it up. What I saw was a student didn't want to give Darjean his phone, kept on asking for it, a witness statement said. Then Darjean reached for it, and Shiloh pushed the adult and began to push him and choked him. Shiloh was yelling, I can't breathe. Wait. Shiloh was yelling, I can't breathe, and was crying and yelling. That's when the adults came over and pulled Darjean off Shiloh. Ugh, this is such a...
Nope. All right, we're going to break it here. There is some controversy about what a New York Mets pitcher said yesterday as he lost his job.
Do you think he knew he was going to lose his job when he said those comments?
I don't. He might. Yes, I think he did because he said... Do with me what you want. After that.
Well, because I was thinking, dude, he's not going to make it on this team.
We'll talk about it on the other side. Right now, we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf with 5-star. Listen, if you deal with John Clay Wolf, you're going to get a square deal. Here's the deal. You're going to get more for your car. You're going to get the check brought to you. You're going to have your car picked up okay, and a check delivered to you, you are going to get, if John Clay Wolf can't beat CarMax, he is going to send you $100, okay? You got to give him the opportunity to match whatever CarMax is going to give you. And if he can't match it, he says, no, it's not worth that, then, okay, he's going to send you $100. But everything about it, up front, there's no controversies, great Google reviews, 5-star. He is, and not always in this business, because there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you ever heard, in the car business, there's a lot of stuff going on that isn't all on the up and up. John Clay Wolf, on the up and up. So make sure you stop one place. If you're selling your car, you have to do this. You have to go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5. Hey, listeners, the Varsity Sports Show is on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Join us as we feature all Houston, all hour. We'll talk to coaches, players, journalists, and featuring Vipe Media's Matt Malatesta to bring you the Vipe Sports Report. Start your Sunday off with a smile with the Varsity Sports Show, 9 to 10 a.m. on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Houston.
Tired of costly pothole repairs? What if you could build a stronger road or parking lot that is less expensive to construct, 75% cheaper to maintain, and diverts a huge number end-of-life tires from your local landfill? Sound too good to be true? Check out Third Rock Renewable's sustainable solution called Mechanical Concrete and end your pothole problems for good. Call 713-305-0507. That's 713-305-0507. Or visit thirdrockrenewables.com for more details.
These days, the cost of fixing or replacing things in your home is going through the roof with no end in sight. Air conditioning replacement, $6,000. New refrigerator, $1,500. Flat screen TV, $1,200. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Everything Breaks now before something else breaks. For as little as $1 a day, Everything Breaks can cover it all. Appliances, plumbing, air conditioning, home electronics, including cell phones and more. Everything Breaks covers repairs your insurance doesn't, saving you hundreds, even thousands on unexpected repair bills. Call Everything Breaks now before something else breaks. Call for your free quote. Call 800-936-0219. That's 800-936-0219.
Get it all covered your way, because Everything Breaks.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan terms and conditions for details. Coverage not available in all states. Actual savings may vary based on the coverage plan and repairs needed. Call 800-936-0219. Online at GoEverythingBreaks.com.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any three or more A. O. Smith water heaters. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store or Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so I got a question for you. We've talked about it. The Astros are hitting 180 in this series, which is two extra base hits, 33 strikeouts, and 100 at-bats. Wow. But would you – did you like the – Taylor Scott decision?
I mean, he's been okay.
He's been, actually, his ERA is good.
He's been okay. I didn't really have a problem with it.
I mean, but you're supposed to go from best to worst when you're in extra innings.
Some of your best, yeah. unless you think we can't score, this is going to be a long one. That's what it felt like they were doing, like, well, this thing's probably going to last forever.
It's not going to be a long one when you bring in somebody who just walk, back, slap.
Well, you don't
bring it's not going to be that long at all.
If you think that's going to happen.
No.
Remember, that's the side of your 20-inning game or whatever where you couldn't score a run.
Yeah, that is true, but...
And you weren't showing any signs of, quote-unquote, scoring runs yesterday.
Well, you did already have your inning of run scoring, which
so
is
maybe a spot anew. We're not winning this game anyway. We already scored.
Let's just go home.
In our inning.
We got an early game tomorrow.
And like you guys said, Taylor Scott's been a good pitcher this year.
He's been okay. He's got a 1.63 ERA.
Yeah, why do we keep saying all right or okay? He's been good.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Stop.
His name is Taylor Scott.
He has been a good pitcher this year.
Yeah, but we remember when. But he wasn't a good pitcher before he got here.
Well, does that matter?
Well.
Are you going back of the baseball card?
Yeah. I tend to look at back of baseball cards.
He actually has been really good.
Yeah, what are we doing?
This month, two earned runs in 15 innings.
Yeah, but that...
Last month, one earned run in 10 innings.
But he got away with a lot of...
Yeah, but what?
He missed a lot of spots.
Stop it.
I don't know. It's just his name's Taylor Scott. That just bothers me.
Well, he was a... They picked him up off the street, and he was a spring training invite. Well, he's turned himself into
I didn't personally. I didn't have a problem with them going to him yesterday. It was a little bit, you know, except for the fact.
There's an outlier with Taylor Scott.
What?
A 1.63 ERA because his career ERA. Guess it.
Sure, it's like 2.63.
Well,
higher.
I have it here right
3.63.
Now.
3.63. Higher.
I'm looking 4, at it right 6, now.
3. Higher.
5.63.
Higher.
Way to go, Dell.
What do you mean?
Taylor Scott's actually been a really good player.
He has been for the Astros.
Not in Major League history, though.
So what does that matter?
Look at the back of the face.
Well, Alex Bregman, normally in Major League history, is a pretty good player. This year, he stinks.
Let's see who gets paid more.
We already know what's going to happen. But the point is, he has been a better performer than most for the Astros this year.
Yeah, he's been okay. He's been good.
Couching everything. I know he's Taylor Scott. I know he was bad in other spots, but specifically for this team, in this disaster of a season, he's been good.
Yeah. You know, he has been. I just didn't want to see him last night.
Who did you want to see?
I wanted to see us score more runs.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to see.
I like pitchers that don't give up runs.
I like hitters who hit the baseball.
Mm-hmm. Right. That'd be nice. That would be great. I don't know.
By the way, if you don't know the number, John gave it to you very early. He gave us a lot of numbers that were very depressing in the first segment of the show. The Astros, that was their seventh consecutive game last night where they only scored in one inning of the ballgame.
So
the Major League record is eight.
Eight.
But in the expansion era, they've already tied it with the Angels.
Yes, since 1961.
Yes, seven straight games.
Seven straight games. Where they've only scored in one inning. And 56 of 63 innings of their last 63 innings are scoreless. 56 of 63 innings are scoreless.
If I'm Taylor Scott, I don't know why he'd be up listening. I'd be like, what are they talking about me for?
I'd be so pissed if I were Taylor Scott.
What are you talking about me?
This is the greatest year of my life. My wife and I celebrate every day like, this is a dream come true. I'm like, I wouldn't have gone to him. He's been fine, but most of his career, he's terrible. Like, this is the...
Don't talk
this
about
This is as
me.
Good as it gets. This will never be better in my life right now. The birth of my child, my marriage, and the 2024 season with the Astros are the greatest times of my life. And these guys are crapping on it. It's not our fault. You got the loss. You know what? What have you done for me lately?
Listen. Oh, by the way... a listener says...
I mean, I stayed up for that.
Jake Asman said it was blisters is why Aaron is...
on his feet?
That's why he's bouncing around like that. That's why he's limping.
I'm okay. Because of blisters. It looked like Achilles to me.
It looked like an Achilles?
Yeah.
Okay. But Jake Asman is actually there and a maniacal Jets fan.
He's at training camp?
Huh?
He's at training.
Yeah,
training
he covers.
Well, okay. Doesn't he work for them now?
I don't know.
He may not be at camp. Is he back in New York?
I don't know.
I think so.
Say he is. No one's going to double check you on that.
No
one's going to fact check.
I think he does work for one of the New York stations. I'm not sure if he's at training camp or not, but, you know.
Okay, well, that would make more sense if it's blisters. Of course, also, why is he out there on blisters? As soon as he's hobbling around, I'm like, shut it down.
He wants to throw to the guys.
So what?
He wants to be, he just, in, you know, he's May? A guy that just likes to be one of the guys.
No, yeah.
That's not true.
No, that's not what we know about him.
Well, yes. Are you sure? Who's his best friend?
Robert Kennedy Jr.
No, his best friend Randall is Cobb. Left. No, well, okay. Randall Cobb is his best
Lazard.
Friend. But who's the second best friend?
Alan Lazard.
No, it's not. He likes him. That's why he got him a job. And then the Jets got rid of him last
Nathaniel
year.
Nathaniel Hackett.
No, his left tackle, David Bakhtiari.
Well, he doesn't play football
anymore. If you're a friend
anymore.
Of an offensive lineman, you are one of the guys.
No.
Yes.
He's not one of the – Aaron Rodgers has never been one of the guys.
No, the offensive line like him. Yeah. He's not one of your guys.
No.
He doesn't fit into your nice, neat little box where you give each other jeans and whatnot. He's not that kind of guy.
No. That's not actually anything of – in my you know, he doesn't sit in the D.C.? Yeah.
I think what Aaron Rodgers is, this is what Aaron Rodgers is. I think he's one of the guys, but I don't think that team comes first. I think Aaron Rodgers comes first, and he's not Tom Brady. He is going to be like, as long as you're on Aaron Rodgers' terms, you're good. Life, he's going to do things, you know, on his terms. He's got some of that a-hole gene that great players have. He's got some of that. I remember the story about him not Mike Florio had a story about him passing a lady who was trying to, she had cancer and was trying to get an autograph, and he walked right by her. And then Mike Florio lit Aaron Rodgers up in Pro Football Talk. Aaron Rodgers came back and said, I'm sorry, I've signed autographs for her like 10 different times. And like, so why don't you learn the whole story, Mike Florio? She's constantly getting autographs. I've not passed her up. He goes, I was not signing autographs in. And I think Florio maybe apologized for that one, for not knowing. But Aaron is one of those guys who, I mean, he has opinions. He has strong opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that.
He will be a politician, won't he?
Yeah, because I think that he's... I don't mind that Aaron Rodgers doesn't kowtow to what other people want him to think and believe. Like, I want people to be critical thinkers. I want them to have opinions and all that stuff. And some of what he says, I may not believe in. Some of what he says, I might. I don't know. But I do think that it's fine for him to have a strong opinion. I think it's funny when I see people want to shut up and dribble everybody who doesn't have the – do I care about political stuff that athletes have? No, I do not. But it also doesn't bother me as much as it bothers other people. Like, I would never stop watching somebody who had – or even cheering for him on my team if they had a separate political opinion.
Is this a sensitive subject for you because a lot of people, like, shut up and just mock draft?
Yeah. People tell me, like, yeah. I'm not allowed to talk about – Astros, like, oh, you're trash can team. I'm like, hey, I can be, you may not agree with my choice of baseball team, but respect that I have the right to a baseball team. You stick with football.
You and, y'all, Rudy just told you this morning, too.
He was going after you, and it got on my nerves. He's like, and I specifically want to hear from you, John Granato. Why do you think players are going to come here when they have hearts and souls and that their feelings are valid? Because they think the Astros are cheaters, and it's actually a game of integrity. Or like,
I want
what?
A live studio. We used to offer this to people. Hey, you guys, you do this, and you guys can come in and watch the show. I want Rudy and Gary up here for you two
together.
Yeah, let them watch you guys do a show.
No,
your fans.
No, because then they're all against me
the whole time. They'll be coming. Wait. John Lance.
He's not Collie. That's the bit. Have them in there criticizing you the entire show live and in person. I know what it would be. I welcome that.
I feel bad enough about myself on the show.
That's a lie.
You don't feel bad about yourself.
You don't feel bad. You don't care.
I feel bad about myself.
Yeah, I don't.
No one's really doing that.
This is taking an unusual long. I thought it would be 9:42 by now.
What?
Yeah.
By the way,
9:42 and it's 8:42.
Well, John Schill's going
to Fetakokas is on his way.
Yeah, the food.
Yeah, food's coming. No, we can sit tight.
Yeah, you can relax. John Schill will join us at 9.
When we come back, we'll talk about some of the. But I do want to get into NBA Finals coming up next. Well, not NBA Finals. I'm sorry, Western Conference Finals. Want to talk about that one because I actually, while I don't think I'll save it.
Save it for the other side.
Because tonight we've got Dallas versus Minnesota, and I'm actually very interested.
Will be
in this series, and I'm really looking forward to the NBA Finals.
Well, I hope nobody needs QC Kinetics for it.
Well, I mean, pretty much everyone the Celtics play need QC Kinetics. Pretty much every team they play is going to have somebody who's got a knee injury, a hip injury, a back injury. QC Kinetics is regenerative medicine. They regenerate. They take the body's healing power. They take it out. They concentrate it. They put it back into the joint. And so what happens is the body, we know the body has amazing healing powers, but this is a way to supercharge it so that your damaged tissue and your tissue that's been worn away, you start to restore timid tissue, and then you start to regenerate lost tissue. And what happens is the pain starts to subside. When you don't have that inflammation, when the tissue is right and it's well, then the pain starts to subside. The mobility gets better. The ability to go out and live an active life, indoors, outdoors, pickleball, golf, basketball, softball, a runner, walker, whatever the case may be, there's nothing worse than having chronic pain. Chronic pain is a big deterrent when it comes to being active and enjoying your life. And I don't want that for you. Shots are temporary. The surgery has downtime. It's not always successful. And you have to deal with a lot of pain medicine. Why don't you go with the way that works? And all the reviews will show you how successful they are. QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, and you'll be hearing Lance chewing here in the next few minutes because Demetrios Fedakakos is here from Nikos and brought us all kinds of food. We had Andreas Katsourakis. I think it's Katsourakis. He was fighting tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. He's going to be fighting tomorrow night. He's a Greek from Athens, and so Demetrios, huge in the Greek community here, feeds him, right? Oh, my God, look at this. Now, you heard me ask Andreas what's better, lasagna or pasticcio, right? He brought both. Brought a a spinach?
That's my dad's spinach lasagna.
Come on, get in here.
Sorry.
So that's a spinach lasagna that your dad,
Korean? That's my dad's spinach and feta lasagna. And then, of course, pasticcio.
Pasticcio. Now, I asked Andreas, what's better, lasagna or what? And you know what he said.
You can't compare.
He said pasticcio. What, are you crazy?
Well, yeah, of course.
Get close in.
But you really can't. They're two different things. Yeah. Two different things, guys.
Now, you know John is Greek and Italian.
Oh, no, he never tells me he's Greek.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't.
Paniota Andrikopoulos.
No, I'm just messing with you. I heard that last
time. Yeah, I do. With the Greeks.
I'm Greek. Everyone else, you're Italian.
Una faccia, una razza. You ever heard that?
No.
Same face, same race. That's what the Greeks and the Italians say. Yeah, una faccia, una razza.
Oh, really?
It's right across. Across the pond.
They're the same. You know.
Right across the sea. So, Nikos, he said, Andreas said, it's my favorite Greek restaurant in the city is Nikos. You got a new one opening up
in Woodlands? Yeah, the Woodlands coming up. About two or three more weeks.
Okay.
I go to the one off I-10 by the Beltway.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
It's huge. It's packed. Every time I'm in there, you do good business.
Now, Montrose is the original, right?
Montrose, 47 years.
47 years. Yeah. Your dad started?
Started with $350 borrowed.
Oh, really? And he started, are you kidding?
Borrowed.
He turned it into this.
Borrowed.
Right. That's awesome.
And the Pappas has helped us with equipment. The Maris barbecue guys helped us with bankers. And, you know, nobody knew each other back then. They didn't know
us. But that's how Greeks are. It doesn't matter. If you're Greek and you come over here, the Greeks are going to help you.
Like if you graduate from A&M.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
I heard an old story. A friend of mine who's a friend of yours now but was your enemy in high school, Brian Caswell, he said,
why was he an enemy of mine?
I thought I used to scrap.
Oh, man, maybe. Who knows? I like Brian.
He goes, oh, he's great. Oh, he loves me. He said,
no, we used to fight a lot.
Y'all went to different high schools.
I don't remember fighting him per se, but we used to fight a lot with everybody.
Yeah. Back in the day.
He was, and he said he was a hard head. Like, he was... he was scrap. Y'all went to different schools or
is
something
that right?
Like
well,
that.
You got his son is coming up. You'll be might be writing him up. He's a big left tackle. Where's he playing?
He's Drake Jesuit.
He's
going to be a senior this year. 6'5", 365.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Wow. He's a big old
kid.
Yeah,
big boy. Dana was recruiting him, and not anymore now, but, you know, Dana was was high on him. And,
What's that process like for you having a son that teams were looking at for football?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a start. You know, for us, we're just, you look at other people that already get offers and stuff, and you're like, man, where are we behind or whatever? Mm-hmm. But, you know, so far, all the colleges have been great. And it mostly is just conversations of, hey, we want to see your film, and we want to see you next
year.
Yeah. So he's got his first offer from Hardin-Simmons, which was really great. They got a nice powerhouse of football over there. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of other ones have shown interest. So we'll see. This year is his year.
This year he'll get a lot more looks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's the most important thing is you got to enjoy that season.
And that's big time football, too. Yeah, that conference.
Yeah, and if he can go to college and have fun and experience being an athlete, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And scrap like you used to.
Yeah.
No,
you don't want that. He told me the other day he was going to a party, and I was like, hey, are you guys fighting over there or anything? He goes, who sets up a party to fight? And I was like, dude, we used to do that. You know?
Did your dad want you to? Did he, or did you want JT to be just like you?
No,
in high school?
Nothing like me. I wanted him like me.
They're better than us.
He's also great friends with Rafael Stone. You are.
I am.
Demetrius.
He's a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, dear friend. So are they going to trade the pick or what's going on with
that? You know, me and Rafael never really talk about any of this stuff. I don't know.
Well, can you find out for us? Nobody's listening.
I'll ask him.
Ask him. Ask him.
He actually likes you guys a lot. Yeah,
we met over at your place. Montrose and hung out there.
That's right.
We had a nice time with Rafael. That was good. Yeah. Me and Lance went over there. It was great. But yeah, you're a big Rockets fan. Well,
all Houston sports. I do like the Yankees too. That's where I came from, New York. But when I was five, four or five years old.
But it's probably in your family, Yankees fans. That's how
I mean, the classic uniforms and it was, I remember.
Yeah, but
I remember
Astros when they play.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm also a Titans fan, too, just because they left Houston. You know, I never left the Titans. But
you're doing damage in this. This segment's doing damage to you.
Yeah.
You're a Yankee fan and a Titans fan. Who else are like, Jazz?
No. But if they're playing the Texans, I go with the Texans.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, the three locations are going to be now?
Three locations now,
So you got an I-10.
So Woodlands is going to be the biggest one.
That's just going to be. It's going to be huge.
We got a drive-through that we're going to. It's going to be like a curbside on steroids per se, because all our food takes longer to cook. So we're just going to use it like that for now. And then if you you can order things at the window.
Yeah, you don't have them ready when people drive up.
No. So it's not going to be the standard drive-through.
Yeah, right.
But it'll be equipped. You know.
And are you going to the fight tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us. So Andreas is going to be fighting.
Andreas is the main event.
Right.
You know, he's fighting a previous number one contender. I think he has like 20-2 record.
And he's got a shot to be big time, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Andreas. For sure. And you know what? He lives a life, right? Like he's
very committed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, so like now that he's trimming down and stuff. You know, he's not eating, right? Like, he's eating, like, what he's supposed to eat. And I'll have, like, chocolate cake or something. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, I forgot. He goes, no, I want you to eat that. I want to eat that in front of me. I want to watch it.
Make me lose weight.
I don't know. It's just, I think, you know, mentally, it's like, here's my sacrifice.
That's the mental toughness, yeah.
And then the other day, I asked him, you know, he was coming over to the house, and I was running late. I was like, hey, man, do you think you can pick up the food? Because the rest of the family was eating, you know?
Yeah.
I said, you think you can pick up the food? So he's got three bags of Nico Nico smelling in his car.
And
he can't eat that. And then I thought about it. I'm like, I'm the worst friend ever, you know? But he was cool with it. You know?
That's good. So are the tickets still available? Can people come?
Oh, yeah. You can get them online. I believe at OT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can, or at the door. No, sorry, you can get them at the door, too.
No, you can get them at the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a Red Owl?
It's the Red Owl Boxing Club, okay. Yeah. I think it's
where
in
is
Cyprus.
It? Where is
Cyprus,
it?
I believe.
In Cyprus?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Red Owl Boxing Club in Cyprus, if you want to go see him. The kid's going to be big time. Could
yeah,
be, could
it's
be really
be,
big.
Yeah, he's very committed.
And there's a whole card of fights, right?
Oh, yeah. We got the Marquez.
Raul Marquez's kid?
Yeah, Giovanni's fighting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
he?
He's fighting, I think, the fight right before our,
Remember, we used to have Raul on all mm-hmm. the time. Yeah. We love Raul.
He's fighting. So we got a bunch of Greeks out there. We need the Latin let's community go. Out there. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Latin community, step up. Art, get on over there. Okay.
You're talking to one particular listener.
Let's go. That's right. Up in Cyprus, Red Owl. It's, I don't know what the website is. But
doors open at 6. 6:30 okay. is the first of
tomorrow night.
Fight. Yeah, there's seven fights
tomorrow night. Get on over there. If the weather screwed up the Greek Fest, didn't it?
A little. Did you little go?
Bit, yeah. No, I was screwed up. The weather was terrible.
It's okay. The spirit was there, and yeah. next year, you know, they got it going back again. So
yeah, we'll
be
go
good.
Back next that'll year. We'll do it next year. Well, Demetrius, we appreciate it. Nico, stop by one of the locations, Montrose on I-10 and the Beltway, right over the, right over there, and then in where is it in the Woodlands?
The Woodlands is right on the freeway, Research Forest Drive. Used to be a Luby's.
Okay.
Right by the Target and the hospitals
it's
over there.
It's a good area.
Yeah, it's a great
it's amazing,
area.
Yeah.
Really
it's
good area.
Huge, huge,
yeah.
huge. Well,
so give us 3 weeks for that one.
Continued success, man.
All right,
love
babe.
You. Appreciate
thank
you.
You.
Appreciate
there's
thanks,
Demetrius
man.
For the caucus.
What'd you say? Did you like did
well,
you try?
I've got you can't eat on
we'll
the
have
air.
To
Lance
come back.
Is the only one that eats on the air.
Right. I eat on the air. We have to come back, but as soon as you're out of that seat and as soon as we're to the break, we're immediately going to get into that. Yeah, I'm already studying which one of those little forks I'm going to grab, yeah.
I'm talking Bull Shirts right now. My guys over at Bull Shirts, they've been around for 40 years as well. I mean, if you're looking for the best, if you have a business and you want to promote it, okay, you want T-shirts, you want hats, you want koozies, you want anything that you need promotional-wise, you want coolers, anything, it's one-stop shop because they've got it all right there. You don't have to do it. You need trophies for your golf outing or your softball league, or you need uniforms for your league. Whatever it is, they've got it at Bull Shirts. They're going to take care of you. Joe and Buffalo Timmy, they've been doing this forever, okay? They're the best in the business here in the city of Houston. They did the Rockets and Astros championship stuff. They are reputable. They'll get the job done. One stop. Once again, there's one place to go if you need any promotional items or you need anything silk screened or embroidered, whatever it is, bull-shirts.com, bull-shirts.com.